Mesechtes Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Yud, 5 lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Tesam Abayis, we discussed the concept of Mishmaris, that the Kohanim had specific times that they were allowed to bring Karbanis into Beis HaMikdash, and as we know, at a later point in history, there were 24 Mishmaris, but as Rashi brought about 20 lines from the top of the Amid, that since the Pasuk states in Pasha Shoiftim, Levadim Karav Ala Aves, so we learn out, Ani B'Shabati V'Atar B'Shabatcha, that each Kohen had his specific time that he would be able to bring Karbanis, and the Kohanim were separated into groups that would serve during a specific week, and those were called Mishmaris, and every single day there was another Beis Av that would actually serve during that day. And our Gemara begins Tanur Rabbanan that we learned in Braisa, Menayim L'Koyin Shabar Makar of Karbanesa B'chol Eisa B'chol Shar Shiyitza, that how do we know that if there is a Koyin that has his own Karbanes to bring, he can bring that Karban at any time and he doesn't have to be part of that Mishmar. And for example, if Reuven was a Koyin and he wants to bring a Nedu Nadavo or a Chatas or Ashram, he could be Makrovit in the Beis Av, even though it's not his family's time to go to the Beis HaMikdash and serve at that time. And the Gemara brings a pasuk from Pasha Shoiftim as Talmud Leimah, as the pasuk states, V'chiyavei HaLevi Me'achad Sherecha Kol Yisrael Asher Hu Gar Sham, that if a Levi referring to a Kohen that comes to the Beis HaMikdash, Ubar B'chol Aviz Nafshay El HaMokel Mashiyivcha Hashem, and he will come at any time that he desires to the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose, meaning the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash, V'sheiris B'shem Hashem HaLakav K'chol Ha'achav HaLevim Ha'imdim Sham L'fnei Hashem. We see that in regard to his Karbanos, a Kohen could come at any time that he wants to the Beis HaMikdash or the Mishkan and be mak of that carbon. And the Gemara continues, and how do we know that once this Kohen brings his own carbon, then he would actually receive the schar, meaning the profits of the carbon, referring to the basa of the animal as well as its hides. Talmud Lema, the Pasuk states in Pashas Nasai, the ish es kadosh of lo yiyu. Therefore we see that every single Kohen that brings his own Hegdash to the Beis HaMikdash, he is actually mak of that carbon, then he will keep the basa and its ar, even though generally all the basa and the ar would be split between the mishmar and the beis av. The shita brings down that the lashon avodah that the gemara used is based on the pasuk that says avodas matana, and therefore it's referring to the basa of the animal that he brought as a carbon. And the shita mekubetzes explains that at this point the gemara is bothered that why would need the pasuk in Pashas Nasai to teach us that the kohen would keep the basa and the ar if l'chayra, since he was the one who brought the carbon, so the pasuk already tells us l'kohen ha-makriv lo yisi. The Kohen who actually is Makar of a carbon keeps the Basa and the Ar, and therefore, since this Kohen brought his carbon, so certainly he should keep the Basa and Ar. And the Gemara therefore tells us, HaKetzad, so why do we need a Pasuk of Ishak Kedosha of Lo Yiyu? And the Gemara tells us, and the Pasuk is coming to teach us that if a Kohen is a Balmum, and as Rashi says, that a Balmum can eat Kachim, but he's not Roy to be Makar of an animal, so in Yachalashi Shliach Lakrava, he can't go and appoint a shliach to bring this carbon on his behalf, because if someone can't do something by themselves, they can't appoint a shliach on their behalf, and therefore this kohen balmum noisel b'nei mishma, he will have to give this animal to one of the b'nei mishma to be makar of this carbon on his behalf. However, since this kohen that is a balmum is still roy to eat from the carbon, therefore karinim beiv ishas kadoshav lefikach avay devayir shaloi, the pasuk is mechadish that in this case, even though the b'nei mishma were the ones who were makar of this carbon, that even so, the kohen that owns this carbon will keep the basa and the ar of the carbon, and will not be split between the b'nei mishmar. And in the bottom line of Rashi, where Rashi brings a second lashon, and he brings another girsa that instead of avodas va'ir shaloi, but avodas va'ir la'anshi mishmar, kiven dehemekrivu, that in this case, since Reuven was a balmum, therefore the ar and the basa would actually go to the b'nei mishmar and not to Reuven. And Ayin and Mashal that is bothered that according to this girsa of Rashi, then how does he explain the words HaKetzad, and therefore he says, according to this Gersa, we wouldn't be gurus the words HaKetzad, and in a chenami, this din is a separate din, and we had two dinim that we just learned. Number one, the Ishas Kadosh of Lo Yiyu, when he brings his own carbon, he would keep the Basa and Ar. Then the Braisa teaches us a second din, that if there's a coin that's a Balmum, and therefore the Bnei Mishma bring the carbon, then the Bnei Mishma would keep the Ar and the Basa, even though the carbon belonged to another coin. And the Rishonim are actually chaylik, what would happen if there's a coin who's not a Balmum, and instead of bringing the carbon on his own, he actually gave it to a shliach to bring on his behalf. And the Rishonim Machoilik, if that kohen who owns the carbon would receive the basa and ar, or would that basa and ar belong to the bnei mishma since he actually did not bring that carbon? I am Rishonim. And we continue on Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, and the Gemara states, if the kohen was older or he was sick, and therefore, as we will see, that he was roy la'avoda, however, he was not roy to eat from the carbon, then he could give this carbon to any kohen that he he wants, by Ridosa Va'irla and Shemishma, since this kohen is not Roy Lachila, therefore the meat of the animal and the hide of the animal would belong to the Anshe Mishma and not to that kohen. And the Gemara continues and asks, Hai Zakanai Chayla Hikidami, what is the case of the Braisa where the kohen was older or he was sick, either Matzi Ovid Avaida, if this kohen was still able to do the Avaida? And the Gemara's Havmin is that if the kohen was able to do Avaida, he's also able to eat from the carbon, then Avidasa Va'ir Nami Tavi Didei, then why shouldn't he keep the basar and the skins of the animal, V'idloi Matzi Ovid Avaida? And if he can't do the Avaida and he physically was not able to do it because he was older or he was sick, Shliach Hechi Mashvi, then L'Chari, how could he make a Shliach? We know that the Gemara Mesechtes Kedushin on Daf Chav Gimel teaches us, Kol Dov She'in Yochel Asoisoi, In Yochel Limnos Lov Shliach, and therefore, how could it be that the Braisa states, Noisin L'Chol Koyin She'yitza, that the Koyin who is a Zakan Ocheila could give it to any Koyin that he wants, and that Koyin will be a Shliach, if L'Chari, he can't make a Shliach, and really the only Koyin that should be able to bring this animal for this other Koyin is only a Koyin from the Mishmar. And the Gemara answers, Om Rav Papa says, She'yochel Asis Alidei Tchak, we're talking about a Zakan or someone who is sick, is able to do the Avoida and even eat from the Kabanais Alidei Atchak, and therefore Avoida Dechi Ovidle Alidei Atchak, Avoida He Mashvi Shliach, since Benegei Avoida, when he does the Avoida Alidei Atchak, it's still considered Avoida, and even though it may be hard for him to do so, but the mice he could still do the Avoida, and therefore he has the power to appoint a Shliach on his behalf, and therefore he could be nice little Chol Kain Shiyotza, and the Anshi Mishma don't have to bring this carbon for this Kain. However, Benegei Achila Dechi Ochel Alidei Atchak, Achila Gasi, Achila Gasa Lav Klumu, and if someone is only able to eat something and it's basically difficult and disgusting for him to be eating this item, therefore it's considered achila gasa, and that's not considered achila, and therefore this kohen doesn't have a right to receive the basa or its skins, because in any case he won't be able to eat it, and therefore the anshe mishma received the meat and the hides of this animal. And as Rashi says, by vidasa ba'ir la anshe mishma, the kibin lechazi lachila loy mashvi shiliach lachila, and Rashi states achila gasa shenafshe kotzaba, that it's something disgusting for him to be eating, and Ayin Taisis, who brings down that there may be different terms of Achila Gasa that is used in different places in Shas, and potentially the terminology used in our Gemara of Achila Gasa, not necessarily the same terminology when the Gemara speaks about Achila Gasa in other places, and for example, Benegei Achilas Psochim, where the Gemara Mesechtes Nazir uses this term, and Ayin Taisis Dino Maschal Achila Gasa Lav Klumhi, and also Ayin Tap Taisis on the Amid, the Chiyavar Aydeh Tchak Avoidehi, the Kahanim did not have a forced retirement age, Ayin Shum. And the Gemara continues, Om Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes states, Im HaYikoyin Tomei B'Korban Tziba, if there is a Koyin that belongs to this Mishmar, and he is Tomei, and this Koyin is bringing a Korban Tziba, Noisin L'chol Mishi Yitzah, then he could give the Korban to any one of the Koyanim to bring for him, V'Avidasa V'Ir La'Anshi Mishmar, and the Basa and its Ur will be divided amongst the Anshi Mishmar. Rashi explains, Noisin L'chol Koyin Shi Yitzah, the Hul Duhu Yach La'Krivai, that since this Koyin that is Tomei can actually be Mak of this Korban, the Korban Tziba Deiches HaTumah, because we know that a carbon tziba is deicha tuma shliach nami matzi ovid. Therefore, we could also appoint a shliach and carbon tziba ba betuma ve'in nechel betuma. And since a carbon tziba can be brought betuma, therefore he can create a shliach. However, since he can't eat it because a carbon tziba can't be eaten while the kohen is tummy, therefore this kohen who is tummy does not have a right to the basa and the ar of this carbon tziba. And the Gemara continues and asks, Hechi dami, what is the case of Rav Shesh is referring to? Eid ikatahirim, if there are other kohenim that are around that are tar and belong to this mishma, and therefore they could bring this carbon. If so, Tamei mi matzu avdi, how could it be that this kohen who is tamei could appoint a shliach to go and bring this carbon, if l'chayr a kohen who is tamei cannot bring this carbon, v'idelekatayim, and if there are no kohanim that are part of this mishma that are tar, so how would Rav Sheshes tell us that v'idasa v'ir la'anshe mishma, that the basa and the hides of this animal will belong to the anshe mishma, if the entire anshe mishma are tamei? Therefore, as the Gemara says, ha'tameim ninu, l'maisa, all the anshe mishma are tamei, v'loy matzu achli, they won't be able to eat from the basa of the carbon. The Gemara answers, Am Rava Imal Bali Mumin Tahirin Shaba Isa Mishma, and Enochanami, Rav Sheshes was talking about a scenario where all the Kohanim of this Mishma that were able to do the Avodah were Tamei, and that is why this Kohen can appoint a Shliach who is also Tamei to bring his carbon Siba. And even though they brought this carbon and all of the Kohanim of the Mishma that were ready to bring the carbon were Tamei, there were other Kohanim that were part of this Mishma that were Bali Mumin, and they were Tar, and therefore Rav Sheshes teaches us that Avodasa Va'ir La'Anshe Mishma, and it goes to the Bali Mumin Tahirin of that Mishma. Nayin Taisa Dino Maschal Bali Mumin Tahirin, that Taisa says, Tema, Va'ura Mai Havi Bali Mumin, the Lachira, why the hides go to Bali Mumin? If even though a Kohen is Tame, he could still get the hides, and the only question that we should have is only regarding the Basa. And Nayin Nagoy Sagra on the side of the Gemara where the Gra seems to take out this Taisis, and L'chira, what's bothering the Gra is that we already saw B'negeya Zakan Echela that once you can't eat the Basa, then the R also doesn't go to that Kayin, and it goes to the Anshe Mishma, and L'chira, the same Sfar would apply over here. The Gemara continues, Amr Ravashi, Ravashi teaches us, if there's a Kayin Gadol who lost a parent or one of his Kravim, and it's the same day that that person died, and therefore he's considered Einin Deraisa, and we know that a Kayin Gadol still stays in the Beis Hamikdash even while he's in Einin, and he can even bring a carbon during that period of time. Therefore, Rav Ashi teaches us that if this Kayin Gadol has his own carbon to bring while he's in Einin, Neislan Chol Kayin Sheirsa, then he could appoint a Shliach on his behalf, since Lemaisa, a Kayin Gadol that's in Einin, can bring his own carbon. However, the Basa and its skins would go to the Anshe Mishmar. Rashi explains, Neislan Chol Kayin Sheirsa, the Kimin, the Kayin Gadol, Makrav Einin, therefore he could also appoint a Shliach, the Chsiv, as the Pasuk says, if his father or mother dies, even so, the Kohen doesn't go out from his Kedusha, and he will not profane any kachim that he brings as a carbon. However, if a Kohen headed does the Avodah, it would be mechalal that Avodah and that carbon. However, although a Kohen Gadol that's an Einin can bring Karbonis, he's still also to eat from its basa and to eat kachim, and therefore the basa and its skins would go to the Anshe Mishmar. The Gemara continues in Eser Rav Ashi, my Kamash Blon Del Chir was the Chiddush that Rav Ashi is bringing. Tanina, we already have a Brisa that teaches us this din, as we learned in the Brisa, Kohen Gadol Makrav Einin. Kohen Gadol can bring a carbon while he's in Einin, Ve'ino Eichel, however, he can't eat from kachim, Ve'ino Chilik Lechel Erev, and even though his Aninus will be over that evening, he can't be Chilik in the Kabanis in order to be able to eat from Kabanis that evening. And the Kohen Gadol cannot take a Chilik of that day's Kabanis, even though that evening he will actually be mutter to once again eat from Kabanis. As Rashi explains, Lechol Erev Kishestal Kaninusa Daninus Laila Drabanan Daninus Teraisa Ina El Yemisa Dechsev Vachrisa Kiyemar Alma Imuris El Yemechod, and Midraisa the Din of Aninus only lasts for the entire day that your parent or one of your craven dies, and only until that evening. The Gemara is therefore bothered that Lechir was the Chiddush of Rav Ashi that a Kohen Gadol that's an Einin can be Nisal Chol Kohen Shiyetza. If Lemaisa the Brisa tells us Kohen Gadol Makrav Einin and it says Ve'ino Eichel, and therefore Rav Ashi's point of Avodas Avayur Lanchi Mishma is also not a Chiddush. And the Gemara answers Saka Dei Techamina, if we only have this Brisa, one may have thought Ki Chas Rachmana Le the Kohen Gadol the Kruvehu. When the Torah says that a Kohen Gadol could be Makrav as Einin, it only meant that the Kohen Gadol himself could be Makrav Avol Shavi Shliach Le Matzi Mashbi, but maybe the Torah did not give him the capability to appoint a Shliach while he's Einin Mashbon, and therefore Rav Ashi tells us that since a Kohen Gadol can bring his own Kabanes, therefore he could even be nice and l'chol Kohen Sheirzer, and he could point to Shliach as well. And we continue with the new Mishnah, Hagizah Ger, if Reuven stole something from a Ger, V'nishba Loi, and Reuven swore to the Ger they didn't steal it, Umeis, and then Ger dies, and then Reuven was Maida, Harezim Mishal, Karen V'chemish L'Kohenim, V'ashlam Mizbeach, then Reuven has to pay a Karen V'chemish to the Kohanim, and Reuven has to bring an Hashem Gzeles for the Mizbeach, Shenem, as the Pasuk says in Pashas Nasai, V'im Ein La'ish Goyal, L'hashava Ashem Eilav, Ha'ashem Ha'mushav L'Hashem, L'Kohen, Milvad Eilak Kapurim, Asher Yichapet Bo'yalov. As we previously learned, when the Torah says that there is a person in Klal Yisrael that doesn't have a relative, it must be referring to a ger. And the Gemara continues, Ha'imaylis Akesav Asa Ashem V'meis, if Reuven's on his way to Yushalayim to bring the Karen V'chemish to Yushalayim and to the Koyanim, and he's also bringing the Ashem at that time, and Reuven dies, Ha'kesav Yinasa L'Banav, then the Kesef, which is only a din of a kapara, will go to his children, and they will be yerish the money, and it will not have to be brought to the kainim. Va'oshem yirachi stav v'yimachav yiplu dam l'vunadava. And as Rashi explains, hakesef yinasa l'banav shel gazlin da zocha be'mimisis hager, because really Reuven was zoich in this money at the point that the ger died. The only reason why Reuven has to give it to the kainim elu debeilim evad hashava kihichid hevelei kapara ashvuasei, but he has to give it to the kainim in order to have kapara because of the fact that he made a shvu shaka v'hashter su leka kapara kivin de mislei. And since Reuven died, therefore there's no requirement for this kapara, and therefore his yorshim will receive this money and will be able to keep the karen v'chaimish. And the Mishnah also tells us ha'ashim yirah da havi ashim shemesu bailav. And as Rashi says, this is a standard case of an ashim whose bailam died v'kai malon l'kamon. And we will learn later on this plat kol shebechatas mesa ba'ashim roya. And we know that achatas shemesu baila the din is that it goes lemisa, and therefore an ashim would be roya achi yistarv. And once it gets a mum, you'll be able to sell this animal and you'll take its money and you'll place it into the special shayfer Sefers, and this money will be used for Kates Mizbeach, and at the time when the Mizbeach didn't have any Kabbanis on it, for example, in the long summer days, then they would bring Oilos on the Mizbeach using this money. And as we know, when there's a Karban Oila, Basel Hashem, the Basel goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Va'oris L'Kayanim, and the skins and the hides would belong to the Kayanim. And the Mishnah continues, Nasan HaKesev La'Anshe Mishmah, Reuven already paid the Karen V'Chaymish to the Anshe Mishmah and to the Kayanim, and before he brought the Karban V'Meis, Reuven dies, Ein HaYarshim L'Chayim L'Hoytzim Yadam, the Yarshim can't go over to Kayanim and ask for the Karen V'Chaymish back, Shenem V'Isha Sheyitin L'Kayan La'Yeah, that once you give this money to the Kayan, then the Kayan will keep this money. And even though B'negeya Gezla Ger, the Pasuk tells us that you pay Karen V'Chaymish, and it says Milvad Ela Kapurim Ayshech Hapa Ba'yalov, and it's Mashma that the only Chiyav of Karen V'Chaymish is only if you bring an Hashem Gzelois. And in this case, since the father will never bring the Hashem Gzelois, so maybe you could take back the Karen V'Chaymish from the Kayan, Kamashmalan, that Reuven's Yarshim cannot take this money back from the Kayanim. And the Mishnah continues that we know that in order for someone to bring their carbon Hashem Gzelois, they first have to pay back the Karen, and therefore the Mishnah says, Nasana Kesel Yahirv, Ba'ashim Yadaya Yatza, that if Reuven goes and pays the Karen V'Chaymish to Yahirv, who is the first of the Mishmares, and Reuven only brings his Hashem Gzelois the next week when Yadaya was the Mishmar, the din is that Reuven is Yatza, and as Rashi says, Kin Mefarash V'Azal, Shamevi Gzeloi, Achele Hevi Karbin Hashem Yatza, Vizez Zacha B'Shaloi, Vizez B'Shaloi, and therefore Yahirv would receive the money, and he would receive the Karen V'Chaymish, and the Mishmar V'Yadaya would receive the Basa and the Ar of the Karbin Asham. However, the Mishnah continues, Asham Le'Yairav, if he did the opposite and he gave the Karbin Hashem Gzeles to Yahirav, and during the time of their first Mishmah and Kesef Le'Yadaya, and Reuven only paid the Karen and the Chaymish when it was the time for Yadaya's Mishmah, Im Kayama Asham Yakrivu B'nei Yadaya, and if the Mishmah of Yahirav did not bring the Karbin yet, then at this point, since Reuven already gave the Karen V'Chaymish to the Mishmah of Yadaya, therefore the Mishmah of Yadaya could bring the Karbin Hashem Gzeles on behalf of Reuven during the Mishmah, and they will actually keep the Kesef as well as the Asham. And Rashi explains, Im Kayma Asham Yakrivu B'nei Yadaya, the Kansinu Liyahirv, Lahachse Asham, the Shleika Dinav B'nei Yahirv, the Kabul Asham Mikame Kesef, that since Yahirv accepted the Asham prior to receiving the Karen, therefore we Knas Yahirv and we don't allow him to hold the Asham until it's time for their Mishmah once again, and therefore Yadaya will bring the Karban Asham Gzelois and will also receive the Karen V'Chaymish, and Yadaya Lekalimiknas Midi, the Mishmah Dedu Gabilu, and Lemaisa we can't Knas Yadaya because he accepted the money at the proper time because it was the point that it was his Mishmah. And Rashi says, Rabbi Huda, the Palibu Braisu Gemara, the Masisa Maida, and we will see that Rabbi Huda is going to be Chaylik in a similar case in the Gemara. However, our Mishnah is Ladiri Akol, and Rabbi Huda is not Chaylik on our Mishnah. However, the Mishnah teaches us Vim Loi. However, if the Asham Gzeles is not around any longer because the Mishmah of Yahya have already brought it, then they didn't bring it properly because the Karen was not yet paid, and therefore the din is Yachsev Yavi Asham Acher. So Reuven has to go and bring another Asham Gzeles, and the reason is Shamevi Gzeloi Achle Hevi Asham Yatza, because if Reuven brings the Karen V'Chaymish and he pays that first, even though he didn't bring the Asham, then he will be Yatza. However, Hevi Asham Achle Hevi Gzeloi Lo Yatza, one who is chayv to bring an Asham Gzeles has to bring the Karen first, and if he brings the carbon first, then the carbon will be pasul. And finally, the Mishnah teaches us Nasin Sakaren V'Lei Nasin Sachaymish Ein Achaymish Ma'akev, that if Reuven paid the Karen to the Kayanim, but he did not yet pay the Chaymish, and then he brings the Asham Gzeles, the Chaymish is not Ma'akev, and therefore the Asham Gzeles would still be a valid carbon, and he does not have to bring another Asham Gzeles because the Chaymish is not Ma'akev, the Kapara. As Rashi points out, that doesn't mean that Reuven never has to pay the Chaymish, but it just means that the carbon is valid, and at some point Reuven will still have to pay the Chaymish to the Kayanim. And our Gemara begins and will dash in the Pasuk in Pashas Nasai that discusses Gezel Ager. And as we have stated, the Pasuk says, Vim Ein Lo Ish Goyal La Hashav Ha Asham Eilav Ha Asham Amushav La Hashem La Koyin Milvad Eila Kapurim Ashiachapa Bayalav. The Gemara begins, Tanar Rabbanan, we learned at a Braisa, when the Pasuk says, Ha Asham Amushav La Hashem La Koyin, so the word Asham Zekarin refers to the principal payment, Hamushav Zechaymish, that refers to the Chaymish. Braisa continues, Oye Einoi, or maybe we should say, Ela Asham Zeil, when the Torah tells us Asham, it's telling us that Reuven has to bring a carbon Asham Gzeles, and he has to bring an Eil. As Rashi says, when the Pasuk says Hamushav, that is referring to the payment of Karen V'Chaymish. The Gemara now continues and asks, Olamai Nafkamina, what would be the Nafkamina if we learn that the word Asham refers to Karen, or if it refers to the Asham Gzeles? Ultimately, the end of the Pasuk anyway tells us, Milvad Eila Kapurim, therefore certainly the din is that if someone steals from a Ger, and the Ger dies, you have to pay a Karen V'Chaymish to the Kayanim, and you must bring a carbon Asham Gzeles, and And therefore, the Gemara says, "Lafukim midRava that in a chenami there would be an afkamina based on the din of Rava, the Amar Rava, because Rava teaches us Gezel Ager Shechsiru B'Lay L'Leyotza that if Reuben stole money from a ger and he returned it at night, he would not be yotza Hechziru Chatzoyin L'Leyotza, and if he only returns part of the payment, then he will also not be yotza. The reason why Rava taught us his din, my time, Oshem Kai Rachmana, as since the Torah calls the payment of Karen an Oshem, therefore we compare the payment of Karen and Chaimish to the dinim of a carbon Oshem, and just like a carbon cannot be brought at night and it can't be brought halfway, therefore the same would apply to Karen. Therefore, this din of Rava is only applicable if the word Oshem that the Torah states is referring to the payment of Karen. But if we would say that the word Oshem that says in the Torah is actually referring to the carbon Oshem, then we don't have a comparison between the din of Karen and the din of carbon Oshem, and therefore the din of Rava would not be applicable. And the Gemara continues that how do we know that the word Oshem is referring to the payment of Karen and not to the carbon Hashem Gzelois? That since the end of the pasuk tells us that all that we mentioned at the beginning of the pasuk is aside for the carbon Hashem Gzelois that Reuben has to bring, therefore we see that when the Torah said Asham at the beginning of the pasuk, it's referring to the payment of Karen and not to the carbon Hashem Gzelois. The Gemara continues, Tani Idach, we learned in another brisa, Asham Zekaren, that the word Asham in the pasuk refers to the principal payment, Hamushav Zechemish, and the word Mushav is referring to the payment of Chemish. In this brisa, the brisa is, Ayinu Ela Asham Zechemish, maybe we would say that the word Asham is coming to teach us that there's a chiyuv for Reuven to pay Chemish, and the word Hamushav is referring to the payment of principal, and Lamay Nafkamina, Lafukim Masisin, and the Nafkamina would be to come to exclude from the din of Mishnah, the Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah, Naslan is a Karen, Vali Naslan is a Chemish, in a Chemish Ma'akib, that if Reuven gives the Karen to the Kainim, but he doesn't pay the Chemish to the Kainim, and the Chemish is not Ma'akib, and Reuven can still bring his carbon Hashem Gzelois. Therefore, one may have a Havmina that if the word Asham actually refers to the Chemish, and the word Hamushav refers to the Karen, and since the word Asham refers to the Chemish, so Adrabba, Chemish Ma'akib, then we would say that Punkfarket, that the Chemish is Ma'akib, and the Karen is not Ma'akib, and as Rashi says, that since the Torah used the Lashon Asham to refer to the Chemish, then we would learn that the Chemish has a din like a carbon, and therefore would be Ma'akib, and she'enkin the Karen, which the Torah called Hamushav, would not be Ma'akib, and on that the Gemara answers, Kishu Oime, that since the Pasuk in Pashas Nasi states, Vizvadu es Ratasum Asher Asu, Veheshev es Hashem B'Roshoi, V'chamishisa Yosef Elov, V'nosam Asher Asham Loi, and clearly in this Pasuk, the word Asham Loi is referring to the Karen, and not to the Chemish, because immediately after saying, Veheshev es Hashem B'Roshoi, the Pasuk speaks about Chemish, and therefore the word Asham must be referring to Karen, and therefore in Pasuk Ches, when the Torah says, Ha'asham Hamushav, the word Asham must be referring to Karen, and that is Ma'akev, and Hamushav is referring to Chemish, which is not Ma'akev. The Gemara continues, Tanya Idach, we learned another brisa, Asham Zekaren, when the Torah says in Pashas Nasai, the word Asham is referring to the principal payment, Hamushav Zechemish, and when the Torah says Hamushav is referring to the payment of Chemish, Uvigezla Goyah Kos Medaber, and the Torah is talking about a case where Reuven stole from a ger and then the ger died, and therefore he has a chiv to pay the Karen of Chemish to the Kayanim, Oy Eino Ela Hamushav Zer Kefel, maybe the word Mushav is referring to Kefel, Uvigenevitz Ager Kos Medaber, and the Torah is not speaking about a case where someone swore falsely to the ger, and the Torah is discussing a case where Reuven stole money from a ger, and then the ger died, that Reuven now would be chayiv to pay kefil to the kayanim. The Gemara explains, Kishu Oimer, that since the pasuk in Pashas Nasei also states, V'heshev es Hashem b'roishah v'chamishisai, harei b'mamen m'shtalim b'roishah kasu medaber, and we see that the Torah is talking about a case where Reuven will only be paying the keren itself, and he will not be paying kefil, and therefore it must be talking about a case where Reuven swore falsely to the ger, and then the ger died, and therefore Reuven is still chayiv to pay keren v'chamish to the kayanim. However, if Reuven stole from a ger and is chayiv to pay kefil to the ger, and the ger dies, Reuven would not be chayiv to pay kefil, since the ger does not have any yarshim and is no chayiv to pay kefil to the kayanim. The Gemara continues, Gufa, that we previously learned, and generally when the Gemara uses a lashon gufa, it's generally bringing something that we already learned, and then we will add to that limud. However, in our case, the Gemara will actually bring the exact words that we mentioned from Rava previously, and the reason why the Gemara uses the term gufa is because we're going to continue with another member of Rava after this point, and the Gemara states, Am Rava, Gezla Ger, Shechziru Balayla Lo Yotza, Hechziru Chatzayin Lo Yotza, Mein Taima Oshem Kai Rechmana, as we previously explained. And the Gemara continues, Am Rava, and Rava also teaches us, Gezla Ger, She'im Bay Sharaputal, Chol Kayim V'Kayin, Lo Yotzi De Chavasai, that if Reuven owes a Karen V'Chemish because he swore falsely to a Ger, and the Ger dies, and now he has a Chiyah to pay that Karen V'Chemish to the Kayanim, if there would not be enough money to pay each individual Kayim from that Mishmah, at least a Sharaputa, then Reuven would have to add on on enough to pay at least a sharputa to every single coin of that mishmar, and otherwise he would not have a full-fledged kapara, and therefore it would come out that Reuven would actually have to pay more than Karen v'chomish. And Rabbi explains, my timer was my makar, d'chsiv, as the pasuk says, ha'oshem ha'mushav, atchehei ha'shav l'chol koin v'koin, until you have enough of ha'shava to give to each one of the koinim of that mishmar, and the only time it's considered ha'shava is if you pay a shava puta. And the Gemara continues, boi Rava, and Rabbi asked the following question, ein boi l'mishmeres yahayir, v'yesh boi l'mishmeres yadaya. Let's say Reuven comes to pay the Karen v'chomish at a time when it's Yahiru's turn and Yahiru's mishmar, and is not enough to pay an actual shavuputa to every individual in Yahiru's mishmar, because Yahiru had a very large mishmar. But when paying this Karen v'chomish, it would be enough money to satisfy and pay at least a shavuputa to every single kohen in the mishmar of Yadaya. And Rabbi therefore asked, Mao, what would be the din, and can Reuven go and pay this money to the mishmar of Yadaya instead of to the mishmar of Yayada? We continue on Daf Kuf Yudon Beis, Heichidami, and what is the scenario? If you're going to give it to the mishma of Yadaya at the time that it's their mishma, ha'ispe, the maisa at that point, Reuven is paying at least a sharputa to every single member of the mishma of Yadaya, and therefore there should not be any issue, and what will be the shayla? And the Gemara says, that Rav's question is, where Reuven went and gave the Karen v'chomish to the mishma of Yadaya, and he paid a sharputa to every single individual kohen that belonged to the mishma of Yadaya, but the Maisa, he made this payment during the week that was really the Mishma of Yehayarv, and it wasn't enough to be a Sharaputa for every single member of the Mishma of Yehayarv, and therefore Rav asked, Mai, mi amrina, kivin d'lav mishmarasehu v'loy klumu, do we say that since this week is not the Mishma of Yadaya, therefore Reuven's payment is not considered a valid payment, and since Reuven wants to bring his Karban Hashem Gzelois during the week of Yehayarv, therefore he would have to pay at least a Sharaputa to every single member of the Mishma of Yehayarv? And the Gemara continues that the second side of Rav is Oidilma, or do we say that since Reuven doesn't have enough money in order to pay all the members of the Mishma of Yayarav, therefore originally when Reuven had this money, it is as if it was earmarked for the Mishma of Yadaya l'chatchila, and therefore it would be considered a valid payment to the Mishma of Yadaya, and even though Reuven's Karban Hashem Gzeles will be brought by the Mishma of Yayarav? And Taisus points out that once Reuven makes the payment of the Karen to the Mishma of Yadaya, so then Reuven can actually bring his Kabbanis immediately, even though that week is the Mishma of Yehayrav. Reuven can still bring his Hashem Gzeleis, because ultimately he already paid his Karen, and therefore he is allowed to bring his Karban Hashem Gzeleis. And the Gemara is not Pashat to Shaila, and the Gemara ends off Teku. And the Gemara continues, Boi Rava, with another Shaila that Rava asked, Kahanam Mao Sheikhalku Gezel Agar, Kenega Gezel Agar. As we know, the din is Benegir Kabbanis, that one Kohen can't say to another Kohen, and instead of us splitting every single mincha and every single carbon asham, you will take one mincha or one asham, and I will take the next mincha and next asham. And the Torah states, v'chol mincha b'lulu b'shem and v'chareva l'chol b'nei arantia ish ke'achiv. Therefore we learn, ein cholkin menachis k'negin menachis v'carbon k'negin carbon. And therefore Rabbi asks, what would be if one kohen says to another kohen, you don't take the money from this gezel ager, and in exchange I won't take from the next gezel ager, and you will get that entire amount. And Rabbi explains the shayla, mi amrina ad asham kai rechmana, would we say that since the Torah calls the payment of the Karen v'chomish an asham, therefore it has the dinim of an asham, and ma asham in cholkin asham keneged asham, just like benegeir carbon asham, one kohen can't take one asham and in exchange give another kohen the other asham, af gezel ager in cholkin gezel ager keneged gezel ager, and therefore the same din would apply benegeir gezel ager oidim al gezel ager. Remind who? What do we say that we can compare every single din that's relevant to the payment of the Karen v'chomish of a gezel ager to the din of asham? And since l'maisa it's a payment of money, and therefore the kohanim could make deals between themselves, and they could exchange one payment of Karen v'chomish for another payment of Karen v'chomish. And the Gemara tells us hada pashta, that after Rav asked this shayla, he was pashut asham kai rechmana, that l'maisa the Torah calls the payment of Karen v'chomish an asham, and therefore you can't make such an exchange. And the Gemara continues, and in this version of what Rav said, Rav did not ask the shayla, but Rav actually said it as a statement, as Rav braid Rav masin la behedya. Rav Acha, the son of Rava, learned this mefurish as Amr Rava. Rava stated, "Koyhanim in cholkin gezel ager, kenega gezel ager, my taima oshem kai rechbana." As we explained, the Gemara continued, "By Rava, Rava asked another shayla, koyhanim be gezel ager, yarshin havu al makabu metonis havu." Do we say that when the Torah said that koyhanim a zeicha in the keren v'chomish that belonged to the ger is it based on a teres yerusha and they have have dinim like a yerush? Or do we say that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave this as a matana to the kohenim? And this is the gzeiras hakasev that when Reuven owes money to the ger and the ger dies, that Reuven has to pay that money to the kohen, but this is not based on a din yerusha, but based on a matana from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara continues l'may nafkamina, and what would be the nafkamina? Kagoyin shegazel chametz va'avolava pesach. If Reuven stole chametz from the ger and then it was avolava pesach, and now the chametz is also bana. So if the reason why the Kohanim received the Keren V'Chaymish is because they were Yerush the Ger, so in this case, this is what the Ger left him, and therefore the Kohanim would receive the Chametz, that would be considered a valid payment from Reuven to the Kohanim. And Rashi says, She'ilu Hoya Ger Kayim, if the Ger would still be alive, Reuven would say to him, here is the Chametz I stole from you, and therefore he would pardon himself, and he wouldn't have to pay him additional money, even though the chametz is asa bana. However, the Gemara continues, v'yamrit mekali ben tanus havu, and if we're going to say that the kohanim are considered that they're receiving a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, matana kam rachmana deneslu, the Torah says to give the kohanim matana, v'loi koyav luhu midi, the afro ba'almuhu, and at this point, since this chametz is asa bana, therefore, if Reuven would give this chametz to the kohanim, he's actually not giving them anything, and therefore, he would actually have to give them the full value of the chametz, and he would not be able to give them the actual chametz. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Zeiri, boy, Rabbi Zeiri had the question as follows, even if you're going to say that the Kohanim are considered that they're receiving Matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even so, there would not be an afkamina, as even if it would be considered Matana, the Torah still said that Reuven has to give a Matana to the Kohanim, and that Matana has to be the exact same thing that he would have given the Ger. And since Reuven would have been able to return the actual Chametz to the Ger, and he would have said, even though it's Asubana, therefore, he could still give the chametz to the kohen as well, even on the tzad that's considered a matana. And the Gemara continues, Elokikum Yibaylon, and according to Rabbi Zeira, so what is the nafkamina between these two tzadim? Kagoyin shenafloi esabahimus begezla ger, mechaybi lafushi binayu maisa oiloi. The nafkamina would be where the kohanim received 10 behemoths for the payment for the gezla ger, and all of these animals were newborn animals that maisa behemoth was not yet taken off of. And the shaila is, would the kohanim have to take off from maisa behemoth or not? And the Gemara explains the Tutsdadim, Yarshin Havu, do we say that the Kohanim are considered like Yarshin, Va'omamar, and we learned, Kono B'tvisa Bayis Chayobin, if there is an estate of 10 animals that fall to Yarshin, then the din is that they have to take off Maisa Behema, and therefore the Kohanim would also have to take off Maisa Behema, or Dilma, Makabli Matanis Havu, or do we say that the Kohanim are considered Makabli Matanis from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Vitnan, and we learned in the Mishnah, Mesechtus Bechayris, Halakech, Va'nitle Matana, Potter, and Maisa Behema, that if Reuven buys 10 newborn calves, or if Reuven receives 10 newborn calves as a matana, then Reuven is potter from taking off Maisa Behema, and therefore in our case, the Kohanim would also be potter from taking off Maisa Behema. And the Gemara asks, Mai, so what is the din b'negeya Maisa Behema? And the Gemara says, Tashma, I'll bring you a raya from a brisa, as the brisa states, Esim Abom Matnes Kuna, Nitin Laron Levonov, Bekulin Nitinu Klal Prada Klal, there were 24 Matnes Kuna, which were given to Aaron and his children. And when the Torah brings down the 24 Matnes Kuna, the Torah brings it down with the method of Klal Prada Klal, and as Rashi brings that the pasuk says l'chol kotchi b'nei Yisrael l'chon esun l'moshcha, that is a klal, and then the pasuk says v'zei yilcha mekodesh kedoshim min ha'esh, and then the Torah is parat kol matana b'fnei atzma and lists every single matana, and then the pasuk says v'chol chumas hakodeshim chazav kolal, and therefore we have a klal l'prat a klal, and the brisa continues ubris melech, and it also states the loshin bris melech as the pasuk says bris melech olam hu, and therefore we learn kol mekayimin, if anyone is mekayim all of these chafdal matnas kuna, kilu mekayim klal uprada klal ubris melech, then it's considered as if he was mekayim the entire Torah, which the entire Torah could be dashing through the method of klal uprada klal. In addition, it's as if he brought all of the karbanis, where the Torah says that every single carbon has to have melech and has to have salt. And the brisa continues, kol iva aleim, and those that are iva on these chafdal matnas kuna, kilu iva klal uprada klal ubris melech, it's as if he was iva on the entire Torah, and we consider that he was iva on all of the karbanis. The brisa continues and lists all 24 matnas kuna, ve'eluhain, and these are the matnas kuna, eser b'migdash, they are 10 that are relevant in the base of migdash, and as Rashi says, nechal ufnim and aklayim, that they must be consumed within the klayim of the base of migdash, abar b'yishlayim, and there are 4 that are relevant in yishlayim, Rashi says, b'chol ir, in the entire city, ve'eser b'gvulin, and there are 10 that are relevant in the rest of Eretz Yisrael, as Rashi says, ba'ari Eretz Yisrael, and really, some of these will actually be even relevant in chutz la'aretz, and the Brisa now lists, eser b'migdash, the 10 that were relevant in the base of migdash, chatos behima, v'chatos oif, v'asham vaday v'ashem saloi v'zivchi shamitiba v'loig shem and shamitzera u'moisa imesh de'alechem v'lechem apanim. And finally, v'shiori menoches. And Rashi says ashem vaday chamisha hein. There are five different types of ashem vaday. There is an asham gzelois, asham meilois, asham shivcha chrufa, asham nozin, asham mitzera. And Rashi says v'chad choshlu, but we counted and listed as one item. And Rashi continues ashem tolui ba'al safik karis, that ashem tolui comes when someone has a safik if he was over on an issa that would have a chi of a karis, and he doesn't know if he was actually over on this issa, and if he would be over on the issa bivadai, and he was a shaygig, then he would bring a chatas. Rashi states v'zipchei shal mitzibah, that even though a regular shlomim has a din of kachim kalim, and therefore they are nechel yushalayim, and not only lefnim menakloyim, Rashi says that we're talking about the kifzat teretz, which are called shlomim, as the pasuk says ushnei chvasim bnei shana tumimim the kachim kachim heim, and they are considered kachim kachim kedichsev kodesh yul hashem lakoyin v'nechol lefnim menakloyim. And Rashi explains like shemesh shal mitzirah is referring to the rest of the oil that is left on the palms of the kohen after he goes and does all the avodah with the shemen, and this shemen can be used by the kohanim, but they must be consumed within the kohanim. And Rashi explains Moisa Imar is referring to the Minchas Imar that is brought on the second day of Pesach, and after it's the Kmetzes, the Shirah Nechalim, and the Shirayim would be eaten by the kohanim, and of course it's considered Kachi Kachim, and therefore it can only be eaten Lefnim and Akloyim. And finally, Shiori Menaches, Rashi says, Kol Menaches HaNekmetzes, it's referring to all Minchas that need a Kmitza, Minchas Nedavel, Minchas Koite, and Minchas Saita. However, Rashi is coming to specifically exclude the Mincha of a Kohen, which doesn't have Kmitza, and the entire Mincha goes on to Mizbech and is completely Kolil. Therefore, no part of that is eaten Lefnim and Akloyim, as the entire Mincha is burnt on the Mizbech. And the Brisa continues to list Va'abob Yishlaim, the four that are specifically used in Yishlaim, Habachira, Va'abikurim, Va'amir Minatoida, Va'il Nazar, Va'iris Kachim. And once again, Rashi explains Habachira is referring to Bechor Tam, that's Nechel Bechol Eir, and it can be eaten in the entire city, and Bikurim can also only be eaten Lefnim and Achayma, as the Pasuk says, Va'chaltim Shalom Lefnei Hashem Alekechem. And the Gemara Mesechus Makas teaches us that since the Pasuk says, Chumas Yotcha, that refers to Bikurim, and it has to be eaten Lefnei Hashem Alekechem, meaning within the walls of Yushalayim. And the third item that has to be eaten Lefnim and Achayma and in Yushalayim, referring to both the things that are removed and are separated from the Toida, and also those items that are taken from the Ayal Nazir. And Rashi explains, Va'amayu Mitoida, Chazei V'shoik, Va'abo Chalis, Me'abo Minim, Sheba, Chalis V'rukikin, Chomitz V'ruvucha. As we know, when someone brings a Toida, then the Kohen gets the Chazei V'shoik, and a person that's chayiv to bring a Toida is also chayiv to bring 40 loaves of bread, four types of Chalis that are brought, and you bring 10 each, and one of each of those types of Chalis are given to the Kohanim. And regarding this Matnas Kuna, the Torah tells us, V'hikri menu echo mikol korban chumal Hashem la koyin hazerik, and they have to be eaten lefnim mechaymis yushlayim. In addition, v'amir me'ayal nazir, Rashi explains this refers to zroya b'sheila, the cooked zroya, v'chal v'rokek, and Rashi points out, v'chazei v'shoik shel shlomim, v'chlal toiduhu, that the reason why the Brisa doesn't mention the chazei v'shoik of shlomim, because that's included in the toidu shlomim mikri, because we know that toidu is also called the shlomim, v'hanach tadi toidu v'ayal nazir, mishum nedami nahadadi, chashav l'b'chada. Although the case of Mayrim and Atayda and the case of Mayrim from Ayal Nazir seem to be two separate cases, we count that as one item. And then finally, the Brisa stated, Va'iris Kachim, and Rashi explained this specifically talks about the hides of an Eilo Chatos on Asham, which, as Rashi points out, although they can be taken out of Yushlayim, but generally they were distributed in Yushlayim, and therefore we mentioned amongst those things that stay within the Chaymis Yushlayim, even though they were generally given out in the Beis HaMikdash. However, Rashi says, V'hadi Hanach to B'Mikdash Loichoshev, Elahanu Di Nafki Chutzal Kloyim Mifslu B'Yaitze. Since these hides of these animals do not become puzzle if they leave the Chaymis of the Beis HaMikdash and they go out Chutzal Kloyim, therefore we didn't mention it amongst the 10 items that have to stay within the Kloyim, and we only mentioned it amongst those items that stay within the Chaymis Yushalayim. And Rashi also points out that the hides of Kachim Kalim go to the owners, as the Gemara says in Masechta Svachim, these hides do not go to the Kohanim, and therefore the Brisa is not discussing these hides because they are not one of the Chaftalid Matnas Kuna. And the Gemara continues with Asar Begulin, and there are also 10 Matnas Kuna that are given in Eretz Yisrael and not necessarily in Yushalayim, and the 10 are Truma V'Chumas Maisa V'Chala V'Rish Sagez V'Matonais U'Pidin Ben U'Pidin Petach Amar U'Stei Achuza U'Stei Chramim V'Gezal Ager. And Rashi explains Stei Achuza Shekdishu Baldel V'Loi Galu U'Machru Gizbo, in a case where the original owner sold his Stei Achuza and then he wasn't goyel in the proper amount of time, and the Gizbo sold it Kishalakech Machzir B'Yevel, and then when the buyer goes and returns the Yevel, then this field is given according to the Mishmar that serves on the week of Yom Kippur of Yovel, and it will be split amongst those Kohanim. And of course, this Sada could be anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. V'stei charam Yisrael shachrim usadeim. And Rashi says, V'gezal again, nami karlei matanis gvulin. This is listed as one of the 10 matanis guna that are given in Eretz Yisrael, even though certainly the Gazlan has to come to Yishlaim in order to bring the Hashem gzeilois. But l'maisa, if they find a Kohen of that Mishmar, and he's out of Yishlaim, and he's somewhere in Eretz Yisrael, and he gives him the Karen, then that would be considered a valid payment of Karen. Once Reuven pays the Karen, then Reuven now has the ability to go to Yishlaim and bring his Hashem Gzeilois, or Reuven can send his Hashem Gzeilois directly to Yishlaim with a Shliach. And the Gemara continues that you had a Shaila if Gezel Ager is considered Yerusha or Matana, and Lemaisa we see from this Braisa that it's listed amongst the Matnas Kuna, and as the Gemara says, the Kakari Mia is Matana, and we call Gezel Ager as a Matana, Shema Mina, Mikabi Matana, Sav Shema Mina, therefore we have a valid Raya from this Braisa that Gezel Ager is considered a Matana that's given to the Kohanim and not considered Yerusha that they receive from the Ger, and we will stop over here.